Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Double Play Podcast. What you're about to listen to is a discussion that Ryan and I had for our YouTube channel about Fernando Tatis' return to the Padres later this week. Make sure you guys are checking us out on YouTube, social media. Without further ado, let's get into it. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Double Play Baseball. Fernando Tatis, he's coming back, Jack, and it's needed for the Padres. Let's go ahead and talk about first how he's been doing in his rehab, because if you're not following the headlines, he's kind of tearing it up in the minor leagues right now.
Yeah, I mean, we'll just read off the stats. 33 at-bats, 7 home runs. This means he's hitting a home run quicker than 1 in every 5 at-bats. So it's like right around that 4.7, 4.8 mark. He has a 1.802 OPS. 17 hits in those 33 at-bats gives him an average above 500. And I think he had one game with 3 home runs. The next game, he had 2 home runs. He's ready to come back to the majors, and he will be this Thursday. And it's going to be his first return. It's really for the first time in about 2 years that Fernando Tatis Jr. will be playing in Major League Baseball. So there's a lot of factors that went into that. And, you know, we've discussed that over the past year because there's been a lot of drama around Fernando Tatis Jr., but he's coming back this week. Ryan, I just want to hear maybe start with your perspective on the minor leagues. I know that you have some concerns to raise at least about, you know, the process about all of this, but then also just his performance.
The first thing is with the performance, you can kind of discount it. I've seen a little people are saying it's Triple A at the beginning. He's not a Triple A player. He's an MLB All-Star, obviously, when he's healthy and MVP candidate. But even then in AAA, hitting a home run every less than 5 at-bats is still impressive. At any level, that's impressive. And Tatis, to show that, like you said, he's ready to come back, look like he's coming back with a vengeance. He's heard the noise from the controversy around the injury from the motorcycle crash to now the suspension, which he's come back from. But my issue with it is that why should he be allowed to play in these rehab games while he's suspended? I feel like you're not fully punishing the player because, yeah, they're not playing in the major league games. It's hurting their team that they don't get to play. But the player comes back fully kind of ready to go, and especially because he hasn't played in a year. This is a guy who's going to be very much benefit from those rehab games because you can simulate games all you want, but real games aren't like simulated games, and getting that AAA experience is so valuable. And I feel like when you're suspended, you shouldn't really have that chance. And it almost feels like you aren't necessarily punishing the player at that point. It feels more like a punishment towards the team, which it is supposed to be a little bit of both, I get, but I feel like it should be more player. The player took the steroids, and when you're allowing the player to play still, granted it's not in the major leagues, it feels like it's more of a just a team punishment. The Padres, you don't get to use him, but he's allowed to play in the minor leagues. So that was just my issue. It almost feels like he's not serving the full suspension, which that's not like my issue with it, but I just that in general, I feel like shouldn't be allowed. And I know I'm not alone in that thinking, but the Padres, when he comes back on Thursday, they're going to get fully ready to go Tatis because of these rehab games.
Yeah, when you shared that perspective with me, it's not something I had like readily thought about. And you know, maybe that's because I have him in fantasy baseball and I'm a little bit more forgiving because I want him to come back. But it does make a big difference because if his suspension ended on Thursday and that's when he was allowed to start in the minor leagues, there's a big difference between that where it might take him still 2, 3, 4 weeks to be ready to play in the major leagues. Maybe not quite 4 weeks, but it would take him some time to get back to the major leagues, at least a couple weeks, and then he'd be ready. Now, he's red hot. Like, just about as hot as any hitter on the planet, even though he's not even playing in the majors right now. And the Padres get him on Thursday for a series against the Diamondbacks. So there is a big difference there. And in a 162-game season where, you know, the Padres are still trying to win the NL West, that makes a big difference. So I think I understand your perspective. It's hard. I'm not exactly sure where I stand on it, but I do understand because it does make a big difference. And it's also an ego boost for a guy like Fernando Tatis Jr., where now you're facing the AAA pitchers, you hit 7 home runs in 33 at-bats, and you're feeling like you're the best hitter on planet Earth. If he had to start right in the major leagues or had to start in the minor leagues after serving the suspension, who knows whether he'd be able to hit the performance that he is right now and start with the kind of confidence that he is coming into the major leagues with. So I think it will make a big difference. But we also mentioned that he is coming back to the Padres, and I think that it is really good timing for San Diego. And we haven't talked about them much this year, but they're 8-9 right now, so kind of not getting talked about a lot, but they're under 500. Some of their best hitters like Manny Machado have been struggling. Juan Soto is not his normal self. Him and Manny, I believe, are both hitting below 200. And, you know, Soto, we've seen, still able to maintain, you know, good OPS, decent WRC plus because he walks a lot, he hits the ball hard. But there's some hitters in this San Diego lineup that aren't at peak performance, and Bob Melvin has come out and said, right when Fernando Tatis Jr. comes back on Thursday, he's right there in the leadoff spot. So he'll be the one kicking off that game against the Diamondbacks. And how do you think he fits into this Padres lineup? How do you think that it might help, maybe even knock them down a peg? Because this is a guy that we have mentioned has stirred up some things in the locker room and in the clubhouse before. So it could be a positive, could be a negative. Where do you stand?
I think it's going to be a positive. It's a team that needs the production right now, frankly, offensively. We're talking about them as potentially the best lineup in baseball coming into this year. And right now, WRC plus-wise, they're the 18th best, below 100. So their average, or their lineup, is performing below average. And it's a team who only has one series win to this point. Their pitching is also kind of, they're 14th in team ERA. So they're doing kind of average on both sides of the ball. And that's not what we were expecting from this team. And so Tatis providing that spark, he's going to be playing right field, but like you said, hitting leadoff for this team who has kind of struggled to open the year. Their win was, ironically, a 3-1 series win against the Braves, who is on the road nonetheless, who is one of the better teams in baseball right now and one team we expected to be. But they've dropped series to the Brewers, split with the Rockies and Diamondbacks as well, and then lost one to the Mets. So this team that needs him back, they're below 500. With a team like the Dodgers struggling and the Padres talking about being one of the better teams in baseball, wanting to kind of take over that division, this isn't where you want to be if you're the Padres. So getting Tatis back, getting that production back, it is going to be big for them going forward.
Yeah, and we had no questions coming into the year how Tatis would perform when he's back. When he's back, he's an MVP contender. And I had the hot take that, you know, I think that he will end up, when we look at it at season's end, I think we'll look and say, I think Tatis deserves the MVP, but I predicted he wouldn't win it. Where things stand right now in the National League, I still think he's got about as good a shot of anyone. Really, I think Ronald Acuña Jr. is the only player that's really jumped out to a hot enough start where, you know, maybe they're in the lead for that MVP discussion. But Tatis, an MVP caliber player who's coming back red hot. He's only missed, I think at that point, it will be, so they've played 17 games right now. He'll only have missed 20 games. And I don't think anyone's taken a huge leap. So I think that, you know, MVP, you know, all MLB team, that's all still up in the air for Fernando Tatis Jr. As well as when he comes back, he'll be trying to gun down the Dodgers. He wasn't on that team that beat him in the postseason last year. But, you know, now he's coming back. And for one of the first times in his career, that NL West crown is really up for grabs. So, you know, I think there'll be a lot of motivation for him when he's coming back, and you're going to see the performance. He's going to go absolutely crazy. I would assume he leads the league in many statistical categories again. He'll be the best shortstop in baseball when he's on the field, and he's only missed 20 games. I think the big key is it's for the Padres. They have been struggling up to this point relative to what we expected from them. This is a big get. It's almost like, you know, adding someone in a trade, but you're adding the best shortstop in baseball. It's going to be a big deal. Again, we don't know how things are going to work out in the clubhouse because, you know, he's had some scuffles with Manny Machado before. Obviously, the steroid scandal rubbed a lot of people the wrong way because they were waiting on him to come back from injury to help potentially lead them to the NL West crown last year. And of course, then the steroid suspension hit. So there's a lot of things up in the air, but the only thing that I think is not up in the air is the level of performance you're going to see from Tatis when he comes back. I know AAA pitching and MLB pitching are different, but I don't think from what we've seen from Tatis in the major league so far, which is a 965 OPS over 1,000 at-bats, I don't think there's really any question about how well he can hit. The defense in right field is the other question. We're going to have to find that out. You're going to have him in right, Grisham in center, and Juan Soto in left. So the corners are a little bit iffy on defense, but for a team that you mentioned below average in WRC plus right now, Tatis is kind of a big add.
Absolutely, and that's where I was going to mention if you didn't. it will be interesting how he see how he makes that transition to right field, because we know he has one of the better arms, so outfield assists won't be an issue. But in spring training, when we saw him in right field, he was not good. And that pair with Juan Soto on the corner, there's not good defense out there. So we'll see if that has any impact on the team. But the biggest thing is, of course, that the offensive production he's going to bring, like you said, he can still definitely win this MVP award, and I pray he doesn't. I don't want him to. But like you said, the NL West crown is kind of there for the taking for the Padres this year, and with some of their pieces struggling in that lineup that was so feared, it's going to be key that he kind of comes back and maintains this hot stretch. Hopefully for him and the Padres that he's not like peaking too soon, which is maybe a little weird to say when hasn't played in a year and a half, and he's only played 33 at bats in the minor leagues. But we've seen it before, guys getting hot at the wrong time, and so it'll just be important to the Padres that the bump to MLB pitching doesn't affect him at all, and that confidence of him moving to right field as well, because the Padres also kind of sent the message when they signed Bogarts to an 11-year deal that just a couple seasons after signing Tatis to like a 14-year deal, sent the message that you're not our franchise shortstop anymore. So I don't know if it'll be an issue. I don't think it will, but it's just something to keep an eye on as he bounces back. If he's able to keep that confidence, keep his hot streak, because when he's healthy and performing well, even with all the controversy, I don't think there's a question that he's the face of that organization. So whether he's looked as that internally, it might be a different question. But if he's able to perform like that, he'll be the main reason for their success in the regular season and the postseason this year.
Yeah, you know, I think some people forget that, like, not only was he the face of the Padres organization, but MLB was trying to make him the face of the league. I mean, he was on the cover of MLB The Show 22. He was in all the kind of marketing that MLB was doing leading up to things like the All-Star Game, the playoffs. Like, they wanted him to be the guy. At that point, he was 22 years old, was killing the baseball against teams like the Dodgers, hit a ball out of Dodger Stadium. Like, he was the young pick to market the game. Him and Acuna were kind of like those two guys, and then, you know, Acuna went down. He hasn't had any kind of steroid suspension or anything like that, but this is a guy that MLB, I think, will also want to welcome back in some way. It might take a little bit of time for the league to warm up to him, but if they can put this stuff that's gone on in the past behind him, they will want to, because he is still only 24 years old, still one of the best players in baseball when he's on the field. So, you know, I think it's easy to forget just how big of a thing Fernando Tatis Jr. was just a couple years ago before all of this went down. And, you know, I'm not sure whether he's going to pick up right where he left off, but if I'm Ryan Nelson that's going on the mound for Arizona on Thursday and I'm looking in at him as the first batter, like, that's not a guy I want to see at the plate, and it's not a guy that anyone ever wants to see at the plate. So do you have any final thoughts before we wrap this up? Maybe a prediction for what Tatis can accomplish when he comes back, or maybe, you know, how this will affect the Padres.
I think if he comes back and is putting up similar performance to what he's doing in the minor leagues right now, the Padres should be front runners for the NL West crown.
Wow. You know, it's definitely possible, because we've talked about the Dodgers in past weeks, and they're not below 500, but they're still a team that they're performing slightly lower than what we expected them to. And no one in the NL West has really jumped down to a big lead. No one's really, you know, leaping forward to try and get out ahead of everyone. So it's still up for grabs for the most part. We assume it'll come down to Padres Dodgers, but the fact that both of these teams are semi-struggling to open the year for the Padres at least is a good sign, because the Dodgers haven't jumped out to this big lead that they'll now have to, you know, claw back from. So it's going to be really interesting. I'm definitely going to want to tune in to that game on Thursday to see his first at bat. Wouldn't surprise me if he goes for a homer. That just kind of seems like how these things work sometimes. And the way he's hitting the ball in the minor leagues, it definitely would not shock me. But anyways, that's all we've got for you guys today. Thank you so much for tuning in to this video. Make sure you leave a like down below. Hit the subscribe button and leave a comment letting us know, do you think Tatis should have been allowed to play in the minor league games for rehab? What do you think he's going to do when he gets back to the majors? But yeah, let us know down below. And we've been Double Play Baseball, and we'll see you next time.